Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? I'm Mike Sempervivi, welcoming you to Wrestling Observer Live. We are here with you every day, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and replays on Saturdays here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Rush Channel 93, American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, TuneIn, iHeart, iTunes. No matter how you listen to us, let's say thank you because we are the most listened to daily professional wrestling and mixed martial arts program in the world. Feel a little rusty here. We went 3 consecutive days without a new show, which for us is like an eternity. We couldn't do that at the website. We were pumping out shows every day, including on Christmas night, Dave and Brian did the show. Speaking of Brian, I do need to warn you, if you need him in your life, you're going to have to wait just a little bit longer. He and his family are basically taking a break from family and went to go have some them time. So Brian's going to be back tomorrow going solo like I am today. And because of the wackiness of the schedule this week, I'm basically going to do open lines with you today at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Brian won't be taking calls tomorrow. I do know that. And we'll be playing it by ear for the rest of the week. Not sure if we're going to form together like Voltron or if we're going to continue to do solo shows. Not sure who gets custody of Dave in all this on Thursday. We'll have to find out. So stay tuned. But until then, if you have any thoughts on last night's Raw, and I'm sure that you do, or anything else that's taking place in the world of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, let me know. Again, the number to use today is the Sports Byline USA Plush Luxury Studios, located on top of a happy little Bob Ross cloud, 2 layers above San Francisco. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If you're on Skype, you can try us at the screen name Sports Byline 2, at Sports Byline number 2, or send your thoughts along on Twitter, at Sempervivi or at Sports Byline. Ton of stuff going on, including your phone calls. Big SmackDown coming up tonight, Raw last night. Let me know what you think. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists, all free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now, 800-428-1570.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you, flying solo today. No boss man Brian Alvarez at the beach with the fam. You know he needed to get away to go to the beach too, because it's like 40 degrees and windy and rainy, I think, and they still had to get out. Because sometimes you got to do that with a newborn. Everybody wants to see the baby pulling you around. You got to go here. You got to go there. Sometimes you just got to get away. So good for him. So you're going to hear a refreshed boss man as much as you possibly can, considering that he's still doing shows with Dave, including last night after Raw, where they talked all about Raw, as well as Ronda Rousey and the fight she's got coming up here this coming Friday that no one seems to know is taking place. The Rising show, which for a long time, listeners of this show and fans of the website and readers of Dave would know how big that thing used to be. Every New Year's Eve in Japan, there would be the NHK TV Red and White Festival, which was kind of like their rockin' New Year's Eve with Dick Clark. That was the big dog on the porch. And then all of these fight shows started up. K1 would have one. Pride would have one. Antonio Inoki would book one. And it became a huge thing. And there's still remnants of that today. There's going to be a kickboxing match which takes place. There's also going to be the Rising show, which is truly hearkening back to Pride. But, again, Ronda Rousey's fighting this week, and I don't think anybody cares. I don't know if she cares. I'm assuming she cares. Dave says she's training real hard and everything, but she's not doing any media for it. Her opponent, Amanda Nunes, isn't doing any media for it, because I guess if Ronda's not going to do any, it's hard to really make her do any. Although if I'm her, I'm trying to do some selling of this fight, because I'm getting paid off of how many people actually buy the thing. I'm sure Dominic Cruz is going to do his part, but that's pretty much it. So Raw was last night. It's a good show. I mean, I don't have any complaints with it, not too much at least. The Cody Rhodes thing, I'd like to hear people's opinions on. I think people maybe have gotten a little bit too excited about that. But one of the more offensive parts of that whole segment was the fact that the Golden Truth were talking about Scrooges, and Bill Murray was mentioned, and Mr. Magoo was mentioned. Mr. Magoo, Jim Backus was mentioned by R-Truth. Came out in 1962. But yet, no Albert Finney, no Alistair Sim, no Scrooge McDuck. She may have been the best one. But I am interested to hear what your reaction of that deal was. And Cody Rhodes' reaction, the reaction to his reaction. I don't know exactly... I want to kind of try to be sensitive about it. I mean, Cody Rhodes has got a right to feel any way that he wants to. That was his father. Fruit of the loins. Cody Rhodes is loin fruit. He can feel however he wants to feel. And Dustin, we obviously know how Dustin felt. He was okay with it. He didn't walk out of the company. It wasn't anything that he was going to... You know, there's always this thing, well, you know, was he pressured into it? And I know that came up with the Charlotte deal with Reed, and that I think is a completely different story than this. I can't see Goldust being, you know, strong armed into doing, you know, for Carl Anderson to rip the head off a bear. I don't think it was that big of a deal. I don't think maybe in his eyes. Certainly it was in Cody's eyes. But I don't know. Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows are heels. And Doc Gallows has got, you know, the blonde wife with the big boobs, and she can probably beat up most fans, and he thinks it's great, and he's got it better than you. And Carl Anderson is a good brother, one of the best brothers, actually, in fact. Hashtag hot Asian wife, good-looking kids. He thinks it's great because he thinks he's got it better than you. And they both think that all of you geeks out there are a bunch of sensitive nerds. At least the characters they play on TV do. And they should, because they're supposed to be obnoxious, bottom-of-the-barrel heels. The kind of goons that would rip a head off a Dusty Rhodes Bayley bear. I don't want to insult anybody, but it's just like, I don't know. I think they're the reaction. Cody Rhodes' reaction, I think, was honest. And I think there were people that responded viscerally to what Cody's reaction was, and I think probably felt bad for him. And I get that, and that's cool. And I think there's a lot of younger people out there who are just like honest-to-goodness everyday fans, and they thought it was in poor taste. And I'll accept that, too, you know, for that reaction. But I think if you're like, I don't know, if you're over the age of 18 and you saw Carl Anderson rip the head off that bear and now are like catching an overwhelming level of feelings for it, and you're not just acting as a concern troll, then like maybe wrestling's not for you. I mean, I understand the reaction kind of to a point, but like, is this, I mean, it wasn't even Paul Bearer's worked ashes being used or Jerry Lawler's dead mom being invoked with a feud with Michael Cole, no less. Or even like, I mean, this is like Chris Jericho making fun of Boris Malenko. If anybody remembers that from WCW, I kind of understand the reaction to a point, but like, I don't know. And I know WWE's got a reputation, and that is a fact. But the fact that people are grumbling and compared this, and some people did, and I'm not saying everybody took this reaction, but compared it to the Randy Orton, Eddie's in Hell line to Ray so soon after Eddie Guerrero died. And comparing it to that Charlotte and Ric Flair and Reed thing, which I was hideous and really did come off horribly. But, I mean, this, And I know Cody sparked this with his reaction on Twitter when he wrote, and this is what he wrote. He wrote, "Not going to say something mean or blow a whistle. All I can say is that whoever produced that, I hope they never know what this feels like." And later on, he followed with, quote, "Appreciate all the kind words tonight and even the dissenting opinions. I turn something private to public. I'm not perfect. I just miss them." And, hey, like I said before, I'm not going to tell Cody how to feel. You know, it's not anybody's place. He can feel however he wants. But I think there are some people that then jumped on board that probably need to relax a little bit. Because I think even Cody in the second tweet seemed to realize that maybe he, you know, kind of clapped back a little bit too hard. You know, WWE is going to swing and miss with this stuff a lot. And they have. And I'm looking at this honestly. I'm trying to put out of my mind the Charlotte thing and taking it to a level of like the Eddie thing. And just looking at it as WWE has to do anything they can right now to blur kayfabe and reality. Whether that's Natty calling Nikki a B last week twice on SmackDown, or Miz calling out Renee for her relationship with Dean Ambrose in less than subtle terms, or the whole concept of talking smack with Daniel Bryan and Mick Foley, or Daniel Bryan and The Miz, or Booker T taking a shot on the pre-show with Daniel Bryan. Remember that. They're doing things to just kind of try to get a reaction. And they got a reaction last night. But I think it's also one of those reactions where it's like, you know, I think you just ignore this and scoff at it and just chalk it up to bad taste and turn your nose up at it. You know, I think that's how this probably should be treated. And I think if you really want to be offended about something, be offended about the polka dots and the fact that before he passed, not all that long before he passed, he made it very clear that the rib was over. You know, he's appreciative of the fans that may have found him that way and remembered him that way. But this is a dude who had, how many years in the business? 50 years in the business? came up in the 60s, Wild and Crazy, Texas Outlaws with Dick Murdoch, Becoming the American Dream, down in Florida with Gary Hart and Pac Song, literally taking a nation by storm through WTBS and through main eventing Madison Square Garden with superstar Billy Graham, the Bull of the Woods. I think the Dusty Rhodes of 1972 probably would have taken that polka-dotted bear and ripped its head off itself. So if you really want to be upset about something and call WWE out, call them out for that, because that was something that Dusty himself really hated. Got people on the line. Want you on the line as well. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. This is Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you, flying solo today. Brian Alvarez will be back with you tomorrow, flying solo as well. He won't be taking phone calls tomorrow. I am today. Forget about all those numbers that Brian may have told you in the past. The only ones that matter, the luxurious Sports Byline USA Studios. Phone in. Congratulate producer Dom when you call in. San Francisco 49ers got their second victory of the season. He's been on a bender since then. God bless him. Didn't have David Carr on his fantasy team, so he's happy about that, although he may have been out of the playoffs by now. I would assume that he probably was, but that's not important right now. What's important is that you call in and make him work. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, at SemperVivi. Hit up Sports Byline. Follow them. Give them a follow, at Sports Byline. First phone caller, Jim in Virginia. Jim, how are you?
How you doing today, Mike? You have a nice Christmas?
I did indeed, sir. How about yours?
I had a real good one. I got one thing. Talking about football. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, boy. I'm a boy. I've been a fan since Landry was a coach, and they really – I believe it's going to be your – you're a Falcons fan, aren't you?
I am indeed.
I believe it's going to be me and y'all going to come to Jerry World for the championship. I believe what's going to happen.
That's probably the way that one's going to go down, and I love my team, I will say this. But I will also say that your offensive line is really good, and so is your defense. So I'd be hoping for a shootout there.
But. Exactly. Even got Dez Bryant throwing a touchdown pass. How about that?
Yeah, really. I'm just hoping that Julio can stay on the field long enough and stay at 100%. So hopefully he doesn't play coming up here this Sunday, because I don't think Atlanta's four positions can really change too much. But actually, I take that back. They got Seattle. Seattle loses. Atlanta's got to win. Yeah, actually, I take that back. Atlanta's got to win. Hopefully they blow the doors off of New Orleans early enough in that game where they can just rest everybody and take number two, take the bye, and move along. And should probably move along, too, for those who hate football, Jim. And,
yeah,
and
let's get
what you got going on, man?
Let's talk some wrestling, as we say now.
Some wrestling.
Okay. Did you get the clip I sent you from the CMLL show for the end of the women's match?
No, I don't think so. Just hit me with that again.
Well, I sent you a clip, you and Brian both. It was the end of where Zeuxis beat La Vaquerita, I think that's how you pronounce it. And when she won, see what it is, the whole match goes, they get all the girls in there, and the last two left, it either has to be a mask versus mask, or hair versus mask match. And so Zeuxis, she gave her a package pile driver, and she pinned a 1, 2, 3, and about 5, 6, 7 minutes later, a little bit lonely, she had done mass, and it turned out it was a La Vaquerita, I can't pronounce Vaquerita, I think that's how you pronounce it. And she was very emotional, and that mass meant a lot to them girls and guys over there. I tell you, it was a really good match. It's so funny. All of them try to get out the ring as fast as they can so they're not the last two in there.
Yeah, that's one of the weird oddballs when it comes to the Lucha Libre style, and you'll see this in Dragon Gate. New fans of Dragon Gate don't really understand this one either, is that, you know, one of the best things you can do is be eliminated and be taken out of a match early, because when it comes down to the last two, It comes down to heavy stakes, and it comes down to either losing your hair or a mask or something like that, or having usually some sort of stipulation attached to it. But that's how you should sell that, you know.
Exactly.
One of the things I complain about with Dr. Lucha all the time, and I know people are probably sick of it, but it's like, man, you know, people are so willing to lose their mask now and do it so quickly. I mean, La Sombra was one that I thought that gimmick could have went on forever. He could have done that one for you know, till Atlantis, you know? I mean, it just would have been insane. And it seems to be guys are losing them so quick and they don't get a chance to really build up. And I know there's going to be other guys who come down the line. You know, Dragon Lee is one of them. There's other guys. But it just kind of drives me nuts so many guys have lost them so quickly to me.
Well, you know, I sent an email to the Cubs fan. He knows all about the Lucha Libre. And he said that La Vaquerita is not going to retire, well, I understand it. So I don't know if she's going to – I guess she'll go without a mask now because, you know, her character is blown. So.
Hey, what did you think about Scarlett Bordeaux's debut in WWE last night?
I thought that was interesting. I knew she was going to squash her.
That she was. Didn't know Scarlett was so inspired by Sasha Banks until last night.
Exactly.
Learned something new every day.
What do you think? What do you think of the remark that Stephanie made about CM Punk?
Hey, that's how you shut up a crowd.
Exactly.
I thought that was great.
I thought that was pretty good. Well, let me get off here and let somebody else talk, Mike. I'll talk to you later then.
I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you very much for the call there. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529 if you want to call in or get at me on Twitter, at SemperVivi. I did like the Nia Jax Scarlett Bordeaux deal where, like, Corey, after the match, she got drilled with that leg drop, it looked like, and that one looked like it may have hurt a little bit, but Corey Graves is like, you know, Scarlett is hurt really bad. And then they flash back to the ring, and Scarlett's, like, on her knees with, like, doing the thing with, like, the one arm on the head, like, ah, and with the referee kind of tending to her, and I guess I'm not blaming Scarlett, I don't think I would blame the referee there for not saying, like, stay down, you're supposed to be killed, and you know, they saw the replay in the truck, you look like you were killed, just lay there dead. Never did that. Like, she's up on her knees, like, you know, and Corey's doing, like, the sad dramatic, you know, Scarlett is hurt bad. She's not. She seems to be fine. She's up on her knees and ready to roll. So I don't know if this is going to be the end of Scarlett Bordeaux or anything like that. I mean, they were in Chicago. I'm sure that's why she was on there. But who knows? You know, if James Ellsworth could still be around and James Ellsworth could debut at Madison Square Garden and get a win in time that I believe rivals Diesel winning the WWF title from Bob Backlund in the same building, then anything is possible. But I'm going to take it back to the phone lines now. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Going to Alberto in California. Alberto, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I have a question.
What you got?
Do you think Shane McMahon should wrestle against Brock Lesnar? I mean, the guy is a legend, but I'm not sure. I'd rather see Nakamura versus or Samoa Joe versus Lesnar at WrestleMania 33.
Well, let me ask you: did you like to see Shane McMahon every once in a while make his appearances, like do the Survivor Series or have a match here and there? Do you like seeing him wrestle at all?
No. I'd rather see Shane McMahon in the old days rather than see him, you know, recently. But I think he's doing a good job on SmackDown because, you know, he doesn't appear every often. You know, it's the guy's doing his job. I mean, he's the most liked McMahon, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, Alberto, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't want to see it, and I am stunned. And for those of you who are subscribers to WrestlingObserver.com and heard the show with Dave Meltzer and Brian Alvarez last night, you would already know what I'm about to quote right now. And this is an exact quote from Dave Meltzer last night on the show when speaking about Shane McMahon and the possibility or the fact, I guess, that he was going to be the opponent for Brock Lesnar this coming year at WrestleMania. The quote goes like this: Vince ended up being convinced that it was Bill Goldberg. I'm sorry, excuse me, let me restart this here. Still got the holiday tongue going. Vince ended up being convinced that Bill Goldberg was the better plan than Shane McMahon was as a plan. And that ruffled a few people's feathers. Dave then went on to note that one of the people whose feathers were not particularly ruffled that much was Shane McMahon himself. Think about this. So I don't know then if the Survivor Series, the addition of him in that match and Braun or Baron Corbin being out of it, maybe that was a make good because he wasn't going to do Mania. I have no idea. I just want you to think about this. I want you to think about 2 years ago when Vince McMahon sat in a chair across from Stone Cold Steve Austin on Steve Austin's podcast and said some things that made me think that as great as Vince McMahon is, as much respect as I have for Vince McMahon is, that you know what? Time has passed you by in a lot of ways, and you definitely need new eyeballs in there. Think about this. Vince McMahon needed to end up being convinced that Bill Goldberg, Brock Lesnar 2 was a better plan than Brock Lesnar and Shane McMahon. That is a level of nepotism or ego or whatever just gone completely insane. Just absolutely nuts. Vince had to be convinced of this. What do you say? So, no, poor idea. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Got a couple of you guys on hold. We can get back to you after the break. Just shake this thing off. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You don't gotta go to work, but you gotta put in work. You don't gotta go to work.
And my body do the work. If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervive here with you, flying solo today. Not one, two EPMD songs. Crossover. It's brain locked on what that one was. Damn. Gold Digger. That's right. Times are tough, okay? It's been a long time, all right? Unfinished Business album. I think that's one. That's what it was. I tried to redeem myself here. God, I'm getting old. Damn mold. Sucks. Lost brain cells. Lost brain cells in Colorado one time. I drove, actually, with friends of mine, because a friend of mine was going to school in Durango, Colorado, and we actually drove out to Colorado. This is when Mark McGwire was in the race with Sammy Sosa, because I remember we took I-70 out, and that was the whole race to the 70 home run thing, and went out there and had a great time, and it was amazing, and we hit an elk, and I was passed out in the back of this truck, and I didn't actually feel us hitting this elk, which was amazing. That's how out cold I was. And that's got nothing to do with our next caller other than he is from Colorado. And caller, producer Dom screwed up your name. So what is your name, sir?
Hey, former board poster rabbi calling you up.
Rabbi, okay, thank you. He was completely baffled by that. Wasn't sure if it was, you know, Robert, or wasn't sure what it was. But what's on your mind?
Oh, Poder, no. The only coincidence is that I almost hit a deer yesterday on I-70, well, Highway 70, or 160, I believe, going out to Alamosa. That could have been potentially dangerous, but my question was, I have a couple questions. I'll ask them quickly, and then I'll let you go. You mentioned the Ryzen show at the beginning of the show, and as a big Hustle fan, would there be any reason to get excited to watch Wataru Sakata fight?
No. I mean, I wouldn't think so. I mean, it depends on how you want to look at it. I mean, if you liked Pride, yes. If you liked Hustle, then no, because this is going to be guys getting punched in the face for real. And I always thought the greatest part of Hustle, I thought the magic of Hustle was the fact that, like, people got so upset with, like, Toshiaki Kawada was, like, singing and stuff. And it's like, look, this dude has sacrificed his body enough. If he wants to act like a fool and play dress-up with, like, Takata, good. At least they're not getting punched in the face. But with Rising... Yeah, he Ryzen, like, he's going to get punched in the face, and that's going to suck.
All right, and then I just wanted to ask you, what are your matches of the year candidates as far as domestic and then worldwide? I'd have to say mine would have to be Kushida and Ospreay, the first match they have to have, and then the domestic ones, maybe Fitzmaurice and Pentagon, and perhaps that match that was in the... CWC, I believe it was Kota Ibushi versus Rich Swan. And in closing, I'd like to say, I love Granger. Have a nice day.
As well you should. We all love Granger here at the Byline, and we want to thank them very much for being sponsors of the show, as well as many other sponsors that you also hear upon the show. Well, the Tokyo Dome was really good. You know, we did have that going for us. I'd actually have to break out the list. Match of the year is like that. Man, every single year. God, that's tough. Every single year. That's always the thing when doing the Observer Awards, to try to narrow it down. And I think I'm like a lot of people. I always like stack the first part of the year. Like, it's like you always go, I'm going to start fresh. I'm going to watch everything that comes along. And at least for me, it's like I'm watching Union Pro shows and I'm watching shows from Japan in front of like 37 people. It's like there are more people in America and in the UK watching this show combined than anybody in Japan. Like, they may even know what's taking place there. And then, you know, you fade and then you come back. And then, you know, at least for me in the summertime, you get the sign where it's like, oh, man, I think I've missed a couple months of stuff. And you try to cram back again. But probably going to fall to the beginning of the year again and go with, I don't know, Nakamura and Styles. Okada and Tanahashi is still, I know it can be a little bit polarizing. I still think that's my one. I think that was awesome. You know, as far as the Observer Awards go, Dragon Lee and Kame Itachi had one in December of 2015. That was amazing. I mean, they had a couple of matches that, again, I mean, it was probably, I know it reached a point, and I know they brought it back for Ring of Honor, but, you know, it was probably too much at the beginning of the year and too late last year for people to look at that as feud of the year, but I'd argue as strong as that one as any, it could be feud of the year. I mean, because they had some great matches. Styles and Cena and Money in the Bank, I thought was awesome. Omega and Tanahashi for the Intercontinental title was awesome. I mean, there's been a ton of really, really, really good matches, So I'm going to have to really, probably kind of crack whip and really start looking at ones hard and seeing if there's anything that I really missed. But for me, at least, I think it's probably going to be pretty hard to top the matches from January 4th. Now, it's whether what order I put them in, I don't know. Again, I think, you know, and you know, Shibata and Ishii was on that show too. And I bet you there's a lot of people, because there's always people that like Ishii matches more than me. You know, I mean, I can appreciate them, but I'm probably always going to put the more pro wrestling style match first with, you know, the one without the, you know, every headbutt that landed and every spot that looked incredibly painful. So I'll probably still go with Okada and Tanahashi right now, but I reserve the right to flip-flop on that repeatedly over and over again before the awards deadline takes place at some point in January here. So let's take it back at the phone lines now, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. John in Arkansas. John, how are you?
I am great, Mike. Hope you had a great holiday. I saw a couple of your dessert postings via some of your social media. Looked pretty tasty, especially since I'm on a diet now, thanks to a medical condition.
Oh, see, it's a forced one then. Yeah, you hate taking a diet during the holidays. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sucks, but I can handle it. I was going to ask you, first I was going to comment on what you said about the Vince McMahon thing. Good God, if he had to be convinced that that was a bad idea, I really worry about the whole creative direction of this company even more than I already had been. I mean, you'd have to be high to a grand level to think that that was ever a good idea to put Brock in there with Shane. Now, on to a different subject.
No, because you get high, you get probably more creative than that. That's just being tunnel visioned and like cock strong for, you know, my kid's going to be in the main event.
Yeah, I guess so. I was going to ask you, who do you think thus far is the breakout star of this past year? I've got to say, it's got to be Matt Riddle.
I guess if Matt Riddle counts, which I don't know why he wouldn't count, it's got to be him. I would figure. I mean, I think because he traveled this year. I think if you have been following Matt Riddle's career for an extended period of time, I could see maybe there's somebody else you can give credit to, but you know, he went into multiple places. He traveled more than he ever had. He seemed to have a good match everywhere he went. He seemed to impress everywhere he's gone. There is not a style that he has been faced with that he has not been able to, you know, not look green in. He's a natural for professional wrestling. He really is, and seems to have the attitude for it. I know there was that deal with AIW, although from how I viewed it, it seemed to be more of an AIW thing than anything, with them kind of like throwing the shot out there at Riddle. Probably could have left it alone, but they went out and rolled with it. But you know, that aside and whatever, I mean, I think he's had a hell of a year. He's had probably the biggest breakout year, and he is the guy that under WWE and New Japan, you know, if you look at them as the two biggest promotions in the world, and I guess if you want to throw Ring of Honor in there too, but I mean, you know, you take them out, I mean, the guy bubbling under the surface, you know, who had a better year? Who had a more, you know, who do people want to see more, and who do they want to see signed more than Matt Riddle? I think he's got a majority of people's interests.
My other question is, when do you think the over-under on when we're going to get our Shibata-Cody Rhodes match? I know that was one of the guys on his list that he wants to work with. So I'm kind of waiting to see that, and I'm just kind of wondering, is Cody really ready for that?
Oh, sure. I mean, John, I want to thank you very much for the phone call. Absolutely. I think he's ready for it. You know, he is no shrinking violet, and he had specific goals that he has wanted to go out there and achieve on the indies. I think he's doing that. You know, I haven't talked to him. I don't know him, but I think he's certainly accomplishing that. I think some people are loving it. Some people may not be as much. But I think it's been great for him. I think I know familiarity can breed contempt, and I guess there are people who are like, well, you know, it wasn't this star match when it comes to Cody. Does anybody really care? I mean, for the first year of being out of WWE, it's okay with Cody just kind of playing Cody, isn't it? I mean, if he's going to be somewhere for an extended period of time, like, I can sort of understand that. I get that. But until that time happens, why? You know, to me, it's like him in Japan. I just want to see him do some stuff. You know, I'm not going to put too much stock into it or try to judge his matches too much or anything like that. I know people, you know, this match was this in Evolve or was that. It's like, you know, I don't know. I just don't think it's that big of a deal or anything like that. I just don't think that much of it, I guess, or anything. I'm just happy for him. He's out there doing what he wants to do, so good on him. Good on John Cena for coming back as he did last night. There was two shows last night. There was the Raw show, which most of you saw, and there was the WWE Live Holiday Tour, which took place in Madison Square Garden. One of the few times they will actually go to Madison Square Garden. They go to the Barclays Center all the time right now. Bigger building, better rent to dollar ratio that they get out of the deal and everything, but it is still Madison Square Garden. It's where the company was built, and John Cena came back on that show last night, tried to shake some of the ring rust off. He lost a three-way alongside Dean Ambrose, who took the pin against AJ Styles, but still got his revenge on Styles at the end by delivering an attitude adjustment, and Cena's going to re-debut tonight, as you saw with some of the dramatic promos that they had. The orchestra music, the orchestra rendition of John Cena's theme, which actually is pretty great, to be honest. I thought that was a nice touch there, but he's going to be back tonight as well as the six-way, or the five-way, I believe it is, for the SmackDown Tag Team titles. Becky Lynch and Alexa Bliss for the women's title, all into the wild card finals title of the show. So there is that. So there you go. And don't have anybody else on the line. If you want to call in, actually don't bother because we're almost out of time anyway. Pushing right up against the break here. Our time is almost over. We will be left with Brian Alvarez tomorrow, which, as he keeps proving with Filthy Tom Lawler, is never really a good thing, is it? Is it really? Filthy Tom Lawler. UFC mid-carder for life. Calling me out. That wacky morning zoo he does with Brian every week. They do song parodies. How wacky morning zoo is that? They should change the name of the show to, like, Napoleon and the Neck Tattoo. Oh, Tom, play us a song. I like Kane. Ugh, pathetic. It's Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi here with you for just about another minute or so. I will leave you in the fine hands of Brian Alvarez for tomorrow. Doing a solo mission tomorrow. No phone calls tomorrow, but he's going to have a wrap-up of SmackDown. Not of 205 Live, but very likely of Talking Smack. I think hopefully everybody has got Brian on board. Hopefully he is watching this show and we'll have a chance to view it and experience it and talk about it at length tomorrow when he's doing his solo mission show here. And we are here with you every single solitary day, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. No, I'm sorry. That's Sundays. Monday through Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And replays on Saturdays here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And I want to thank each and every one of you for listening into the show today. I want to thank everybody who called in today. I want to thank producer Dom for being such a good sport, being in such a good mood, because it's San Francisco 49ers. They're on their way to the promised land. Sure, they gave up the number one pick because they decided to win. I don't know why they'd want to do that. They're probably going to win again this week, and Jacksonville's probably going to lose, and you're probably going to fall to the third pick. Then you're probably going to take a quarterback. Probably won't be very good. And the pain is going to set in, and you will have long thoughts of thinking, man, maybe, just maybe, I should jump on board this Matty Ice bandwagon and come to the good side with Julio Jones and become a member of the Rise Up universe. Possibly. Maybe not, though. Can you tell them my glory right now with the Atlanta Falcons? My teams usually stink, people. Give me this one, okay? NFC South champions. Please give me a bye. And I'm going to say bye. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. I'm Mike Sempervivi. Thank you very much for listening. Have a wonderful day. See ya.